Here's Neil Parker.
After 14 and a half hour of deliberations, a federal court jury late this afternoon found Cook County Circuit Court Judge John Murphy guilty on all but three of 27 counts of mail fraud, extortion, and racketeering. Marge Halperin is with us live on the phone from the federal building with this story.
From the front row of the courtroom, I could hear Murphy sigh as the jury was polled, affirming the verdict. Leaving the federal building, though, Murphy had only one thing to say to reporters.
I am not prepared to publicly comment on the American system of justice, which I have faithfully served all my life.
Murphy's lawyer, Matt Lydon, promises to appeal the verdict, saying he thought the jury's 2 days of deliberations were a good sign for his client. It turned out to be a good sign for U.S. Attorney Dan Webb. After going over the trial transcript in detail, the jury rejected testimony from only one government witness, an FBI agent who had posed as a crooked lawyer offering Murphy bribes. His testimony was not backed up by the police officer he says served as Murphy's bag man, while other lawyers who took the stand were backed by cops. Not only did Webb win this case, but he thinks presiding Judge Charles Koukouras helped strengthen his hand for the trials of remaining Graylor defendants.
That after listening to the evidence and reviewing all defense motions, he found and instructed the jury that the operations and the techniques used during the course of Graylor were entirely legal, perfectly appropriate, and told the jury that it should play no role in the deliberations, which it obviously did not.
Murphy's sentencing is set for August 31st. He now faces up to 240 years in prison and fines of up to $111,000. By the way, Neil, Dan Webb says that Murphy now has the dubious distinction of being the first judge in the history of the state of Illinois to be convicted of crimes connected to service on the bench.
Marge, did Dan Webb make any comment about how this bodes for upcoming Graylor trials? We have other judges who've been indicted, some attorneys and the like. What impact might this have on those trials?
The most exciting news for Webb, I think, is that it sets up a case for a judge who hasn't even been indicted yet, First Municipal District Judge Richard Lefevre, who supposedly was the mastermind of this bribery ring. His chief witness against Lefevre will be his cousin, Jimmy Lefevre, who was a key witness in this case also, and the jury apparently believed all of Lefevre's testimony.
All right, so maybe we can look for that indictment or a possible indictment sometime soon on the Lefevre case.
Webb had said that he wouldn't issue any new indictments while any trial was going on because that might jeopardize that trial. So, yes, I'll bet the Lefevre indictment is coming right up.
Thank you, Marge.